Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers, risk-takers. For the optimists, pessimists, for long-distance love, for introverts and extroverts, the thinkers and the doers, for old friends and new, Coca-Cola, for everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
Hand off, Gibbs up the middle, the seize part. Gibbs slithers right through everybody and goes 13 for the Lions touchdown.
Well, that was one of many good plays tonight for Jahmyr Gibbs. 44-30. Lions beat the Cowboys. They improved to 8-5. They're 5-2 at home. Cowboys now 1-2-5 on the road. They fall to 6-6-1. Cowboys forced their last Lions punt with a little over 8 minutes to go in the second quarter, Brian Broaddus.
Yeah.
And from that point on, the Lions had a touchdown, a field goal, a touchdown. You got the blocked field goal, yippee-ki-yay, then a field goal, a touchdown, and the end of the game. The defense that was able to get stops for you was not able to tonight. You give up 14 points off of turnovers. Your coverage units were really, really bad. They kept clawing back. They tried. They were down 27-9. At one point, they had this thing within three. It was 30-27, but the Lions go right back down the field. Five plays, 59 yards. Jahmyr Gibbs, 10-yard rushing touchdown. It's 37-27. Cowboys go down the field. You get one of the worst offensive pass interference calls I've ever seen. I don't know how in the world that was OPI. It was a terribly officiated game, but that's no excuse. You can't leave it in the hands of the officials. Aubrey kicks the field goal. It's 37-30, and then right on cue, Jahmyr Gibbs gets another touchdown as he ties Barry Sanders, might have passed Barry Sanders, for most touchdowns in a player's first 3 years. As the Lions, well, Jahmyr Gibbs was sensational. Cowboys defense turned back into a pumpkin. It is the official postgame show brought to you by Pepsi, made for Cowboys watching. And if you want to use what the pros use, Jack Black is the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit getjackblack.com today. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl winning scout Brian Broaddus, 877-881-1053. The number to call, the number to text, 877-881-1053. Certainly frustrating. You had your whole season in front of you. You came in playing great football.
Yeah.
And you really hurt yourself tonight. You got to give credit to the Lions, but you cannot have some of the self-inflicted wounds and mistakes the Cowboys had and expected to beat a good team on the road.
Yeah, the turnovers were poor. Having to kick field goals early in that game. Lack of pass protection. Looked like George Pickens wasn't engaged in the game. You lose Lamb to a concussion. You know, you got 10 days until the next game. So we'll see. You know, I'm likely will be in the protocol there. For so much that was on the line, and we talked about culture and, you know, all these things and how the Dallas defense has kind of found its way with, you know, with some of the pass rush and, you know, the run defense, the coverage, it was very reminiscent of what we saw earlier in the season, you know, and, you know, Dallas's, inability to, and on the offensive side, like I said, you know, you lose Lamb and Pickens was just a non-factor today. You know, good for Flannoy getting involved. You had a rookie left, or actually not a rookie, but you had a left tackle making his first start on the road. He looked like a guy that clearly, you know, Aiden Hutchinson can break you down like that. But that's a team that hadn't gotten a lot of pressure. Well, they had 4 sacks coming into that thing, you know, the last several weeks. And, you allowed them to kind of run roughshod over you because you were chasing the game. You were constantly chasing the game. And, you know, you tried to run the ball and, you know, it was difficult with that linebacking crew. We talked about with those two guys, with Campbell and Anzalone, and how difficult they are. You were chasing the game, and unfortunately, though, you have a chance to make the playoffs. I think the best chance to get in the playoffs was to win the division, and winning tonight would have put a lot of pressure on Philadelphia on a Monday night game. That's not the case now, and we'll see what happens the rest of the way here. But that was a big, big, big loss. I would say probably killed your playoff chances right there.
Yeah, I mean, you
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You went out, you're 10-6-1, and I don't know if that's good enough. I don't think it is for the wild card. So, yes, your hope would be the Eagles lose at least two more games, and that's possible. But, I mean, you had a great opportunity to go on the road and beat a football team that came in, was banged up on defense, and it took—
banged up on the offensive line.
Oh, yep, and really, they beat you. I mean, what I think had us believing that this was different was the Cowboys' ability to win— at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And the offensive line got bullied tonight.
They gave up
five sacks. Dak's constantly pressured. Both tackles had bad games. The safety that fortunately wasn't one, but that was a missed blitz pickup, I believe, by Javonte Williams.
Sure was.
Who had been so good all year long. And then defensively, now I will say tonight, this one I'm putting a lot of onus on Eberflus.
Yeah.
Now, I don't believe that he's going anywhere. I think that this team is going to stress continuity and the fact that they have not had a retained a DC for the last 3 years, so they're going to want to keep him. So I just want to go ahead and let the fan base kind of brace yourself. I don't think he's going anywhere, but our buddy Bobby Bell, our Cowboys insider, had this. Cowboys pressured Jared Goff four times on his first six dropbacks. They blitzed three times. Two of them were Maris Leofau.
Yeah.
One was Reddy Steward. Yeah. He had a couple of those five-man lines mixed in there.
Yeah, sure did.
We mentioned that at halftime.
Yeah.
They pressured him four times over his next 29 dropbacks. Yeah. Cowboys blitzed just five times on those 29 dropbacks. I don't know that he realizes that DeMarvian Overshown is a player that can get after the quarterback. I don't see him being used at all when it comes to rushing or blitzing. The consistent playing off coverage. When these guys, you've got a hobbled. And look, Amon-Ra St. Brown looked good. He's still coming off an ankle injury. Get up. Jam some. You're allowing free releases inside.
Yeah.
Reddy Stewart's getting beat inside. It's an easy play.
Yeah.
So some of the things that were working, it seemed like they went away from. You got bullied at the line of scrimmage. I thought that there were holds they didn't call, specifically on that third down on Quinnen Williams.
Yeah.
But you're not always going to get the benefit on that.
Yeah.
You can't blame the refs. I don't think it was a good coaching job for Matt Eberflus tonight whatsoever.
No, it really wasn't. And really, maybe the adjustment of the game was by Detroit. If you think about with Tristan Colon started the game at guard for the Lions, and he had 23 pass blocks, dropbacks where he was involved. He gave up five pressures. And what did they do? They pulled him out of there. They put Miles Frazier in there at guard. And Frazier was 12 pass blocks himself. He gave up three pressures.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list. Like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
But he wasn't giving up the pressures like Cologne was. That right there, I mean, they start the game with Cologne in there, and then they take him out because he is doing such a poor job. But Dallas should have kept after it. That's why at halftime you and I were talking about that. You know, and people were going after me a little bit on Twitter, on X about, you know, I said they're saying they're talking about Maris Leofau, and I'm like, well, damn, Maris Leofau is the only guy getting home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's the only guy getting back there. But if not Maris Leofau, somebody else. You had Jared Goff, I think, kind of a little bit jittery in this game. He made some good throws. I mean, the Jameson Williams plays, the
Kenny Clark bearing down on him. That was a big play.
He made some big plays. St. Brown made some big plays, but you're in a situation right now where that pass rush needed to get after him. Rushing four the way they did, not getting guys home, you know, trying to play some coverage. Yeah, that's not how you play this guy. The numbers will tell you that you blitz Jared Goff. He's usually really, really good. In this game, it kind of looked like it affected him a little bit, and he started to feel a little bit more comfortable. But, yeah, for the Lions to get Tristan Colon out of there and put in Miles Frazier, that might have saved their game because he was having a poor go at it early in that contest.
And credit Kelvin Shepard, you know, the DC for the Lions. He got some favorable matchups for Aiden Hutchinson, moving him around. It was rough for both tackles, Nate Thomas and Terrence Steele tonight. Certainly, and you were making the point, hey, first road start for a rookie tackle, and it was not good.
Yeah.
I mean, the offensive line tonight certainly struggled. Dak was getting hit left and right. CeeDee Lamb was unguardable in this football game. Should have had a touchdown. Dak missed him for one down the left sideline. Just heartbreaking and gutted for him. He goes 6 for 121 in just over two quarters, leaves with a concussion. And unfortunately, George Pickens, who has been brilliant all season long, tonight it seemed
like no-show.
Mentally he got taken out of the game.
He was a no-show tonight. George Pickens was not the normal George Pickens that we'd seen through 12 weeks of the football season, or 13 weeks of the season. He was not into it. You know, let me ask you this. I mean, not let me ask. Let me tell you this. You and I watch a lot of tape. You know, we do the All 22. George Pickens is not a great route runner to begin with, and I know that Kurt Herbstreit called him out a couple times, like, wow, that's a lazy route. And then fans are like, whoa, that's lazy. If you really do watch the All 22, that's how George Pickens runs routes. It's been that way all year. That's not something new. George Pickens is very much a start slow, kind of gauge you, and then find a way to get by you guy. But tonight, George Pickens didn't extend his hands. George Pickens didn't make tough catches. George Pickens not engaged. When they needed George Pickens to be great, he wasn't great tonight. You know, and unfortunately, you know, that's going to happen. But, man, they needed him to be great in this big game, and it just didn't go, and Ryan Flannoy stepped up. I want to go back to the offensive line. 54 dropbacks when it pass block attempts. Here are your pressures. 7 from Steele, 11 from Nate Thomas.
Mm.
So in 54 dropback passes, you had 18 pressures. Terrence Steele was credited with 2 sacks. Nate Thomas was credited with a sack. Cooper Beebe was credited with a sack, and then Javonte Williams was credited with a sack. So it was tough. I mean, it was, you know, that here's a team that really hadn't done very much with the pressures, but it was a really, really poor game all around for the Dallas Cowboys when they absolutely needed everything to be working for him, and it had the last couple of games.
And another thing we can get to on the other side, but the special teams. I mean, the coverage unit was. Oh, just, I mean, all night Detroit's having good field position.
Over 230 yards on kickoff returns.
That's a whole other part of this.
Yeah.
You know,
all
three phases in the game. All right, we'll get to your calls and texts. We'll continue to break this one down. We'll hear from Brian Schottenheimer, Dak Prescott, Brad Sham. You're listening to the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.